A Life of Bliss.
Being a biographical series about bachelor bliss, with Brenda Bruce as his married sister Anne Fellows, Colin Gordon as brother-in-law Tony Fellows, Muriel Pavlow as girlfriend Tina Holliday, and George Cole as the shy young man himself, David Alexander Bliss. How does Bliss find Britain after working abroad for 3 years? I spoke to him earlier in the week and put the question to him.
Well, if you mean, how do I find the new swinging, switched-on, all-systems-go Britain? I haven't yet.
But there have been exciting new trends. I mean, for example, with it women's fashion.
Oh, yes, and I'm with them.
Very tight trousers for men.
I'm without them.
And it doesn't worry you that you're not moving with the times?
Well, if I wore them, I'd be worried every time I moved.
Knowing you tend to get muddled when embarrassed, I hesitate to mention a rather more significant trend.
I'll take a risk on it, if you will.
Freer and franker discussion about sex.
Well, better for it to be talked about openly than in furtive whispers. After all, evil is in the eye of the man who's holding her.
Of the beholder, yes. But supposing you were discussing the subject with, let's say, your girlfriend.
Oh, let's not. I
meant in purely general terms.
Oh, in that case, I should try to talk about it naturally and make as free with her as possible. Talk about it as freely as possible and naturally try to make her. Ooh.
Bliss's subsequent attempts at explaining what he meant were considered unsuitable for broadcasting. And believe me, you've missed a treat. Back to the present, and over to his brother-in-law's house where the plot thickens.
Subtitle, It's All Happening. Oh, and what about Tina?
By far the nicest girlfriend you ever had, and as bright as she's attractive.
I wonder what on earth she sees in me.
Don't start wondering that, you'll drive yourself mad.
Well, just be thankful, eh?
If falls well between you.
Oh, very well, thanks.
Splendid. Only I gather you haven't got a date with her again tonight.
You know, she's washing her hair.
And that's the fourth night running, isn't it?
Oh, fifth, actually. But then there hasn't been much chance. Monday was out because I didn't want her to catch my cold. Tuesday and Wednesday, Tina had to work late. Last night, she promised to go out with her flatmate, Sheila.
And tonight, when you could have met, she decides to wash her hair.
Yes.
When are you seeing her next?
No, she said she'd ring me and let me know.
Don't call us, we'll call you.
You know, if I wasn't determined to ignore it, I get the feeling you were trying to tell me something.
Sounds as if she may have started taking you for granted. I'm not saying she has.
Yeah, but you're right. It sounds it.
And you know what that's the beginning of.
Yeah. Mm.
I haven't depressed you.
Oh, good heavens, no. If I shoot myself, I want you to know you weren't to blame.
You could soon put an end to her taking you for granted if you wanted it to.
Well, how could I?
Play a little hard to get.
Oh, come now, Tony. What chance would I stand of convincing her I was hard to get?
Every chance.
I find that rather encouraging.
After all, it's only a confidence.
Yes, well, I don't intend to resort to tricks. Call it sentimental if you like, but I want Tina to love me for myself alone.
Oh, I wouldn't call that sentimental.
You wouldn't?
No.
Oh, jolly good.
I'd call it wanting something for nothing.
You may have a point there.
Anyway, what's wrong with playing hard to get? The idea's older than the hills.
Yes, nearly as old as the dales.
It still works, though.
Do you really think it'll work in my case?
Worked in mine.
Yours?
Well, why do you think Anne married me instead of one of my rivals?
Well, you don't mean it was because...
Because I played hard to get.
Good gracious. I thought it was just a case of love being blinder than usual.
Thank you.
How did you set about it?
Made it plain that much as I loved her, I had other interests in life. The mistake you've made with all your girlfriends...
Is being too available.
Fatal.
Well, I don't see why it should be.
Well, how would you react if you rang up a theatre and they said they'd got seats in all parts of the house for any night of the week?
Well, I begin to wonder if there was something wrong with the show.
Same principle. But not that I'm suggesting Tina started to wonder if there's something wrong with you.
Well, I should hope not.
She's obviously wondered that from the start. No. My worry is that she may have stopped caring one way or another.
Well, you can stop worrying, because I've suddenly come to my senses. She couldn't have been nicer when I talked to her last night, and I'm quite sure all's well between us.
Then there's no point in me telling you what to say to her when she first...
No point whatsoever.
Go on, Psyche. Go in and see your master.
Oh, hello, then. Has Anne given you your supper?
The last of the joint with hot gravy over it. What on earth did all that mean?
Compliments to the chef, and do you serve second helpings?
Not if I've got to feed her master too, and I take it I have.
Oh, I'm in for supper, yes.
Not seeing Tina this evening?
No, she's washing her hair.
When are you seeing her again?
Well, she said she'd ring me and let me know.
Don't call us, we'll call you. Just waiting for the potatoes to boil.
What do I say to her when she phones?
That's better. Well, now, work it out for yourself. Supposing she suggests a meeting tomorrow night.
I say I'm not available.
Yes, but not that bluntly. We'll have to sweeten the pill, you know. I'd love to see you, darling, but that sort of thing.
Yes, I'm not much good at that sort of thing. I suppose we couldn't, sort of rehearse it.
Not with me, it's Tina.
Well, it was you who described the phone as my greatest enemy.
And not without reason. You're the only person I know who could safely use an ordinary phone to discuss something top secret.
Why?
It'd be automatically scrambled. All right. Now, off we go. Ring, ring.
Hello, Tina.
No. Two mistakes already. Answer it that quickly, and it looks as if...
As if I'd been hanging around the phone just waiting for her to call. Yeah. Let it ring for a bit first.
Yes, and when you do answer it, don't say, hello, Tina, straight away. It gives the impression...
Nobody else ever calls me up.
Yeah, I see that.
Okay, I'll start again.
What are you waiting for?
For you to ring for a bit.
Oh, fair. Ring, 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 ring.
I only hope you're better as Tina than you are as the phone. Right, I've answered it. Hello?
Hello, darling, it's Tina.
Oh, worse if anything.
Just ringing up to say I can see you tomorrow night.
Oh, gosh, I'm terribly sorry, Tina. I'm afraid I can't manage it. I'd love to have sweetened your pill, darling, you know that. Love to have seen you, darling, you know that. Only I've got a date with another girlfriend.
Have you indeed? Bang.
Bang?
Her slamming the phone down.
What can I say, then?
Keep in the I'd love to have seen you preamble. Say you've fixed up to do something else, then hurry on.
Before she has a chance to start asking awkward questions.
It's simple when you know...
Oh, gosh, that'll be her. Dead on cue.
Yes, but now, be careful.
Hello, Tina.
Oh,
hello, darling.
Oh, jolly good. It is you, then.
Well, who else could it have been?
No, nobody in particular, but I do sometimes get phoned by other call girls.
Beg pardon?
You will get calls from other girlfriends. Have you washed your hair yet, darling?
Thought I'd ring you first and tell you when I can see you.
Oh, gosh, I'm terribly sorry, Tina. I'm afraid I can't manage it.
Can't manage it?
No.
I haven't told you what night I'm free yet.
Well, I haven't told you what night I can't manage.
Thought you meant tomorrow night.
Yeah, thought you meant tomorrow night.
Oh, and you can't manage that?
No, I'm afraid not. I'd love to have seen your preamble, darling. You know that.
See my what?
Preamble.
Sounds vaguely rude.
What on earth rude about seeing you? What on earth am I talking about? No, nothing. Nothing. And I'd love to have seen you, obviously. And you see, I've fixed up to do somebody else.
To do what?
Oh, gosh, you're too quick for me.
Too quick?
Yeah, I was hoping to hurry on before you had a chance. Hurrying on to hope I had a chance of seeing you on Saturday.
Yes, all right. What have you fixed up to do tomorrow night, darling? I hope I don't sound suspicious.
No, not in the least.
Oh, good. I hate to think it shows.
I'm having a night out with a chum of mine.
Anybody I know?
No.
You never know, I might know him. Or is it her?
I said chum.
Chums can be of either sex.
Yes, well, you can take it from me. He's definitely a her. he's definitely either sex. He's definitely a him.
Mop our brows and carry on. What's him's name?
His name?
Don't tell me you forgot.
No, it's not.
What is it, then?
Oh, give me a chance. I'll think of one. think of it. Nigel Cooper. You know him?
Ex-boyfriend of Sheila's. Still see him quite often, though. Works near me. Now, I must go wash my hair. See you Saturday. Bye, darling.
Goodbye.
She knows him.
Yes, I heard. One of fate's unkind of twists. Still, I take it you've got his phone number.
No, but I can get it first thing in the morning.
Give him a ring and tell him to cover up for you.
Yes, but supposing she rings him up now to check up on me. She suspected I was up to something.
What was there for her to be suspicious about? You sounded normal enough to me.
But I never stopped making mistakes.
That's what I mean, perfectly normal.
Yes. Ask Nigel to ring David Bliss the moment he comes in and say it's urgent. So sorry to have bothered you yet again. Goodbye.
Still no luck with your friend Nigel Cooper?
Oh, hello, Anne. Sorry, I didn't hear you come in. Well, no. And it may be too late now. Tina may have bumped into him today.
You still haven't told me what possessed you to tell her that you were going out with him tonight.
I was playing hard to get.
You?
I don't like the way you said that.
But you're just not the type, Poppet. And if you were, you wouldn't be Tina's type.
Why?
Because as often as not, people who play hard to get are hard, insensitive, cold, conceited, calculating, and not worth getting.
No, I won't have you talking about Tony like that.
About Tony?
Well, why do you think you married him?
Many's the night I've lain awake wondering.
He played hard to get.
Oh, good gracious, I might have known it was his idea. Do tell me what he said.
Well, that he made it plain that much as he loved you, he had other interests.
Ah. Yes, I suppose in a sense he did show a rather limited interest in architecture every time I said I couldn't see him.
In what sense?
Hung around outside our house and studied it all evening.
Well, I don't believe you.
Oh, yes, and bridges seemed to fascinate him.
Bridges?
Mm. Threatened to throw himself off one.
I just don't understand it. I mean, why should he tell me he played hard to get?
Because he loves to talk, and you're silly enough to listen.
Ah, now be fair, Annie. Let's face it, he's jolly clever.
Yes, but with one definite blind spot. Women to Tony are what the works of Sigmund Freud are to others. Something he doesn't know the first thing about, but loves to discuss. You listen to him at your peril.
Well, I can't tell him to shut up, can I? So I don't see what I can say to him.
Yes. Yes, yes, of course, Tony. Couldn't agree more. Oh, what a brilliant idea. And I've got to admit it, Tony. You think of everything. And then ignore everything he said. Do you know something? 3 years abroad changed you in a good many ways. And one of them's the way you tried to hide your feelings.
Oh, I don't know.
I do. And it's a change for the better. You were terribly wet before. Tina's important to you, isn't she?
Well, if you mean am I in love with her, it's too early to say. Anyway, there are plenty more fish in there. Yes, she's important to me.
Don't worry. It'll all turn out all right. As long as you shut your ears to... Ah, there's Tony now.
As long as I shut my ears to his advice. All right, if you say so.
Hello there.
Oh, hello, Tony.
Hello, Turkey.
Hello, darling. Have you seen Alexander anywhere? It's his bedtime.
Well, I'm afraid I've been sworn to secrecy, so I can't tell you he's hiding in the cupboard under the stairs.
Well, never mind. I expect I'll find him.
Good day at the office, Tony?
Oh, average. And you?
Oh, I've started my month's leave.
Yes, I was beginning. Well, now, did you manage to get hold of, you know, your chum?
Nigel Cooper?
Mm.
No, but I'm expecting him to ring back at any minute.
Fine.
Except that Tina could have bumped into him today.
Oh, unlikely.
Yeah, but possible.
All right, then, let's see. Supposing she did, what would I advise you to tell her?
Oh, yes, 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 of course, Tony. Couldn't agree more.
I haven't suggested anything yet.
No, but I'm sure I agree with it when you do. I mean, that is, I agree. I ought to have my story ready, just in case.
Well, if they did meet today, it follows Tina now knows.
I was lying about having a night out with him tonight.
So let's think, where do we go from there?
Oh, yes, of course. What a brilliant idea.
Why? You thought of something?
No, I thought you had.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
Have you the vaguest idea what you can say to her, to cover up?
No.
Then shut up and let me think. Difficult enough problem with that. Wait a second. Cooper's a fairly common name, isn't it?
Well, yes.
Then that's the answer. The local phone director.
You're behind me there. What's the answer?
The Nigel Cooper you know isn't the one she knows.
I say, really? Well, how on earth did you find out?
No. No, you don't understand, and who's surprised? That's what you can tell her if they happen to have met today.
What?
That it's not the Nigel Cooper she knows.
Oh, come now, Tony, you must be slipping. I mean, if she met him, he must be the one she knows.
But not Bird Brain, the one you know.
Oh, gosh, oh, I get it now. Yeah. Well, that is a brilliant idea.
Conway, Cookson, Coon.
Well, what are you looking up?
I thought it might be worth checking to see how many Coopers ever there are.
Gosh, you know, I've got to ignore it, everything you think of. Though I've got to admit, I ignore everything you say. I must admit, you think of everything. You've found the Coopers yet?
Yes, a couple of pages of them.
I say, that sounds promising. How many Coopers N?
4, 5, 6. No less than 7.
7? Good gracious. Not only a brilliant idea, completely foolproof.
I'd hardly suggest it to you if it wasn't.
Now, seriously, though, you really do think of everything, Tony. I'm now, as they say, prepared for my eventuality. I'd never have known. Ah, that'll be Nigel. So we'll soon know. David Bliss?
Tina?
Oh, hello, darling.
I'm glad I caught you.
Caught me?
Aren't you going out with Nigel tonight?
Yes.
Oh, heaven.
Oh, gosh, I see. You meant caught me in.
What did you think I meant?
Caught me out. Caught me on my way out. But I don't have to leave for another 10 minutes, yeah?
I saw him today.
Who?
Nigel.
Oh, that's all right. I'm prepared for that. Prepared to explain that. You see, he's not the Nigel you know.
What are you talking about? Of course I know him.
Yeah, but not Bird Brain, the one... But not... Darling, the bird I'm going out with tonight.
Oh, so you're going out with a bird?
No, that was just me getting mixed up.
Oh, same mixed up as last night.
How do you mean?
On the phone. You didn't seem sure whether it was a girlfriend you were going out with or not.
Not, I promise you.
Carry on explaining.
Oh, it's perfectly straightforward. The Cooper N, you know, isn't the Nigel C.
Isn't the one I know? I see. I described what my Nigel looked like last night, didn't I?
No.
Then how do you know it's not the same one?
That's something he didn't think of. I've suddenly realized it can't be the same Cooper M. Same Nigel.
Why?
Because I spoke to mine on the phone today, mentioned you, and he didn't know you. My Nigel and your Nigel aren't the same Nigel, and that's Nigel. That's final.
I wouldn't count on that. I'm seeing you tomorrow night. That's why I rang. We didn't fix where and when.
Well, Tony and Anne are going out, so I thought perhaps you would...
Come round and help you babysit around 7?
Wonderful.
I'll interrogate you then. Bye, darling.
Goodbye. Go on. Tell me she's not really suspicious this time. Please.
I'm not even sure her parting shot about the interrogation was all that playful. Sorry about it, chum. Oh, before I forget, are you taking Psyche for a walk after supper?
Apparently. Why?
Well, it's a million to one shot, I know, but if anybody saw you, it might just get back to Tina. Keep to the shadows and steer clear of the street lighting.
Now, that's not one of your brighter ideas, Tony. There's an obvious flaw.
No, what?
Give me another word for a street light.
Lamppost?
There's your flaw. Honestly, you know, it's amazing.
Why?
I start by playing hard to get and end up as a fugitive. Well, for goodness sake, Psyche, I believe you're doing it on purpose. You haven't missed one so far. Come on, there's a dark passage there. Look, we can slip down that. Oh, no, not the bus stop, too. Because it's near a lamppost, that's why. Oh, fool that I am, you might not have noticed it. Come on, Psyche. If I'm seen and it gets back to Tina, the fat really will be in the...
Hello!
Oh, gosh!
David!
Hello, Joy. Oh, you gave me quite a shock. Don't be stupid, Psyche. You remember Joy? She used to be a girlfriend of mine.
I'm not sure I like the past tense, but never mind. When did you get back from abroad?
Hmm? Oh, about 3 lampposts ago. About 3 weeks ago.
What do you keep on looking around for?
To see if there's a bus coming.
Why? Are you going to catch it?
I might if somebody spotted me. No, but that is, I'm...
Same old David. Still talking in riddles. Have you still got your flat?
Hmm? No, I haven't.
Where are you staying?
Not under this light, that's for sure. Oh, where am I staying? With Anne and Tony.
Oh, I haven't seen them for ages. How are you?
Look, Joy, don't think I don't want to chat, but would you mind coming down that dark passage with me?
You have changed.
Have I?
Obviously. All right, then, come on. But don't get any ideas. At least, not too many.
I'm sorry, I don't follow you.
Oh, yes, you do. And you have. Dark enough for you here?
Yes, fine. Now then, what were we talking about?
I can't believe we came down here to talk.
Why else would we come down here?
Why do you think?
Back into the light. Look, Joy, you will forgive me if I rush off now, won't you? I'm in a terrible hurry. Nice to have seen you.
Where are you rushing off to?
Nowhere in particular.
Nowhere?
Yeah, but I don't want to be late getting there. I don't want to be late getting back.
You don't want to be seen talking to me in case it gets back to your girlfriend. Am I right?
Well, yes.
What's her name?
Tina Holliday.
Tina Holliday?
Oh, no, don't tell me you know her.
Never heard of her. But you're right, though. You better not stand here talking to me. Go on. Off you go.
Oh, it's jolly nice of you to be so understanding, Joy.
Don't be silly. Oh, David, give me a ring one day. For old time's sake.
Yes, of course.
I'll jot down a new number for you. It's not in the book. Oh, got a pencil?
Yeah, no, but I should have... Yes, my pen.
Thanks. You weren't really going to catch the bus, were you?
Who? Me? No? Why?
That's why. Was she waving at you?
Who?
That girl on the bus.
Well, tell you the truth, I didn't... Somebody waved at me?
Fair-haired girl. Wrong.
Tina's flatmate, Sheila.
You can't be sure.
Oh, fate plays some unfunny tricks.
There you are, my phone number. Not that I think there's much chance that you'll ring me.
No, on the contrary. I think you stand a much better chance than you did.
Now, listen, baby. We've been working on this since last night, and Tina will be here at any minute. So are you quite sure you got your story straight? Casually asked Tina if flatmate Sheila stayed in last night. If she did...
Operate plan A. The fictitious Nigel and I went 10 pin bowling.
But if, on the other hand, Sheila went out...
Safer to presume she was girl on bus, plan B. Fictitious Nigel brought along his fictitious wife, Phyllis.
And if at any stage Tina reveals it was Sheila on the bus and that she did see you...
I was standing there talking to fictitious wife, Phyllis, waiting for fictitious husband, Nigel, who popped into fictitious shop. No. Correction. Shop was genuine.
I couldn't agree with David more. If I were you, David, I should forget all about plans A and B and tell Tina the truth. That you got into a tangle playing hard to get. and ended up by concocting the whole story about going out with another Nigel Cooper.
I take it you know he may have been seen out with a girlfriend last night?
I should stick to plans A and B.
You too? I say we must be off to the house.
Oh, no, wait a second. Tina's suspicious now. So do you really think I stand a dog's chance? Oh, no, not you. Stand the slightest chance of getting her to believe me?
You can't fail with plan C.
Well, I'm glad you're confident because... Plan C? We haven't got a plan C.
I have, though. If the second Nigel rang up while Tina was here and confirmed your story, she'd have to believe you, wouldn't she?
Ah, now that is a clever idea, particularly as he doesn't exist.
No, but Tony does.
Hmm?
Oh, no. No, I'm sorry.
Well, you put him up to playing hard to get.
Yes, I know, but...
You could do it from the Howard.
But I'm not good.
Well, you'd rather not do it, darling. Now's the time to say so. Oh, how sweet of you to offer. I knew you wouldn't let David down. Well, that'll be Tina now. All right, I'll let her in.
Ah, well, your worries are over. Anne's right, it can't fail.
Foolproof.
Mm.
Except that I haven't the foggiest idea what plan C is.
Oh, for the love of Mike, when we get to the Howards, and it won't take us more than, what, 3 or 4 minutes in the car, I ring you up and pretend to be the fictitious Nigel.
Oh, gosh, I see. Well, can't fail.
But I shouldn't mention the Howards to Tina. They've got a daughter about the same age, and they might just know each other.
Honestly, I'd take notes if I hadn't lost my pen. And on second thoughts, I've got a feeling it can fail.
On the contrary, if you can just survive her grilling you for, say, 5 minutes, the home and
drive. Don't answer that, I'd rather...
There's nothing to it, old lad. After all, you can fill in the first couple of minutes or so with a few sweet nothings.
What sweet nothings, for example?
Oh, you're not the usual guff. You look absolutely stunning, darling. What a lovely dress, and so unusual, too. That always does everything. No, notice her hair. Say you've never seen it looking nicer, and so on. Ad infinitum. Why, good heavens, with luck, you could string it out till I foam. And if you do get onto the subject of last night, don't forget to start by finding out whether Sheila stayed in or...
In you go, Tina. Hello.
No, hello, darling.
Hello there. You'll have to excuse us, Celia, but we're late as it is.
No, it's all right, I've explained. Oh, David, I met Mrs. Gosling this morning, and she warned me that she's coming round this evening selling flags or something or other. Buy some, but don't let her set foot through the door. You'll never get it out again. Bye.
Goodbye.
Well, now, pleased to see me, darling?
Well, yes. Of course I'm pleased to see you.
You don't sound it.
Oh, I don't care how I sound. Believe me, I'm far more than that.
Meaning what?
I'm grilled to bits. Grilled to bits.
Good. Now, about last night...
Oh, gosh, darling, I must say you look absolutely sweet nothing. You're absolutely stunned.
Can you blame me?
No, honestly, darling, you look lovely. And it's so unusual.
For me to look lovely?
Hmm? Well, I'm sorry, I don't... Oh, gosh, no wonder you're looking blank. I missed out your dress, didn't I? And that's where the unusual comes in. And that's what I meant, of course.
What?
That I've never seen you looking lovelier, and I'd love to see you undressed. Mop my brow and start again. I've never seen you looking lovelier, and what a lovely dress.
Nervous about something?
No?
I think you are, you know.
Well, I can't imagine why you think that.
I'm wearing a skirt and a polo neck sweater.
Yes, well, I'm afraid they're all one to me. Oh, by the way, that reminds me. Did Sheila enjoy her evening out last night?
She didn't move out of the flat.
Oh, didn't she? Oh, jolly good. Plan A. Plan a night in, did she? Nigel C. and I went 10-pin bowling, and I must admit...
Oh, wait a minute. What am I talking about? Sheila did go out last night with some boyfriend of hers. Had themselves a ball, too.
Oh, jolly good.
Plan B?
Definitely. You definitely don't understand what you mean.
Never mind. It doesn't matter. So, you and Nigel went 10-pin bowling.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, he brought along his wife. Fictitious. Fictitious, you may think. But he turned up with his girlfriend, Joy. His wife, Phyllis. Phyllis Joy.
And you say you're not nervous about anything?
Nothing to be nervous about.
Not even the thought that Sheila may have seen you together?
No, because I can explain that. I was waiting outside with wife Phyllis while husband Nigel was in genuine shock. in the shop. And that's genuine. Oh, yes, of course. And I remember now. We saw Sheila on the bus.
Sheila didn't move out of the flat last night.
Yeah, but you said...
I know. I was playing you at your own game. I don't often flip my lid, David. Not often, but I'm about to now. Truth is, you were out with a girlfriend.
No.
You're still going to stick to the two Nigels bit?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, he may give me a tingle tonight. So you see... Oh, thank goodness, that'll be him. Maybe him. David Bliss?
Tony, alias Nigel.
Oh, hello, alias. Hey, Baby was just talking about you, Nigel. Well, of course I enjoyed myself, chum. Yeah, hold on, Nigel. Fathead. I've got my hand over the receiver, look, so he can't hear what I'm saying.
It's Nigel, my Nigel. And you can come and listen if you want to.
I'm as good as there.
Hello, chum. Sorry about that. I had a ball last night, really. But then I would, wouldn't I? Tempting bowling.
You didn't mind me bringing Phyllis along?
I thought she was jolly nice.
Well, she thought you were a guest. Told me to catch you on the player and ask him around for a knock-off on Monday night. That's if you're free.
Oh, just a second. I'll check with my girlfriend. Well, darling, are you free on Monday night? And convinced?
Yes. And yes.
Hello? Sorry, chum, but I'm going out with Tina on Monday.
Oh, yeah. That you were nattering on about us. It just sounded quite this. Okay, then, better leave you to it. And don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Don't worry, I won't.
Cheerio, Dave.
Cheerio, Tony. See you later on.
Tony, so that's who it was.
No, I don't know why I said that. I don't know why I said see you later on either. But then you know me. You know what I'm like.
I ought to by now. Yes. Yes, I ought to by now. All right. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. I'll be back in a second, darling. Want to get my bag?
Oh, hello. That'll be Mrs. Gosling with her flags. Go on, darling, after you. Oh, come to think of it, I could have got your bag for you. Where is it? Upstairs?
No, on the table by the front door. Look, David, sorry I, you know, suspected you were out with a girlfriend.
Well, we all make mistakes.
Hello, David.
Joy!
I forgot to give you your pen back last night.
Still moping round the house?
Well, it was you who said Tina was important to me, Anne. And after slamming out last night, stands to reason I'll never see her again.
You'll see her in approximately 60 seconds. You see, I secretly fixed up to have coffee with her this morning, tried a highly dangerous experiment, telling her the truth about the Cooper N saga, and surprise, surprise, it came off. She's just popped across the road to the shops, but I've left the front door on the latch, and she'll be sailing through it at any minute. Any questions?
Oh, gosh, Anne. I just don't know what to say. I better go meet her. Thanks, Anne. Thanks.
Hello, David.
Joy!
Door's on the latch. I popped in to say sorry for turning up.
Never mind about that. Quickly, in here. Yeah, please, Joy. It's important, terribly. A matter of life and death. But I'll explain later.
All right, but you'll have to buy me an enormous box of chocolates for this. Whew. Hello, darling.
Hello, Tina. You
don't have to say a word. Anne explained all. But, David, from now on, just be yourself. Because, you see, honey, that's what I like about you. A lot.
Well, there's only one thing I can say after that.
Oh, what's that?
I've got a girl hidden in the cupboard under the stairs.
That was A Life of Bliss with George Cole as David Bliss, Brenda Bruce as Anne Fellows, Colin Gordon as Tony Fellows, and Muriel Pavlow as Tina Holliday. Psyche and Percy Edwards are synonymous, and the part of Joy was played by Catherine Feller. A Life of Bliss is written by Godfrey Harrison and produced by John Browell.